Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Evangelist Robert Roberts with iThirst Ministries. Just want to say it is April the 6th, 2019, and I just want to tell you that God loves you and He cares about you, and I have a little message on my heart right quick I want to get out and send out on this podcast. I just want to tell you that you've been going through some things that you don't understand why, and there's some trials and tribulations that you don't understand why they have fallen upon you, but I'm going to tell you it's going to be okay. There's some weapons that have been formed against you that you think are going to destroy you, but I'm only here to tell you that it's going to be okay. I'm telling you today that God has you in His hands if you are His child. See, we got to understand that the devil has a plan, but that plan is not greater than God's. But you see, God's plan and good always overcomes evil in the end. So let me tell you something. Those trials and those tribulations that you're going through are going to get you the next level of anointing, are going to get you the next level in your walk with God. So let me tell you something. Let me let you understand something. So the weapon that you think is going to destroy you and your family, it shall not prosper. Did you hear what I said? I said the weapon that is going to destroy, that you think is going to destroy you and your family, or the weapon you think you're going to destroy you, it shall not prosper. That does not mean it will not nick us. Does that not mean it does not will not harm us a little? Does not mean it won't put a ripple in our life? Does not mean it won't make us sad and upset sometimes, or even angry a little? But what it does mean is that weapon that has been formed against you shall not prosper, which means it shall not overcome you. It shall not overtake you. It shall not overwhelm you. It shall not, because the Bible says no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We got to also understand, as we are walking the walk and talking the walk of the faith of God, that there is times in our life that we are going through trials and tribulations. And I hear the Lord saying right now, listen to me. I am the Lord thy God. I have created you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. And there is no weapon that shall prosper that's going to destroy my plan for you. There's no weapon that's going to prosper that's going to destroy you and your mind. There's no weapon that's going to prosper, because once you're a child of God, once you are under His covering and you stay under His covering, the devil is going to attack you. He's going to ask God permission to do things in your life to try to get you to trip up. But you got to remember that He is our Father who art in heaven, and hallowed be thy name, for He is the kingdom come, and He is the one that does all the good things on earth. So let me tell you this also. The weapons may not prosper, but they may nick you, they may hurt you, they may go back and forth. But you got to understand, in the end, the light's going to shine and you're going to be better off. Think about Job. Everything that he went through, everything that he goes through, at the end, he has everything sevenfold back. He has everything, but he never, never cursed God through the whole thing. He kept his head upright. And even though he was upset and his head was down, but his head was still upright, because He is God Almighty. He is our true one Savior. He is the chief cornerstone. When you put that cornerstone in your life may be shaken. It may be rattled. But that just means you needed to pray harder when the devil attacks you, because you are connected to the chief cornerstone, the anchor that holds you to the heaven's gates. And I'm telling you also today that there's times in our life that we think that there's no hope. But let me tell you, if you know Jesus, you know hope. There's times in our life that we think there's nothing that can be done about a situation. But let me tell you, I know a man named Jesus that walked on water, that turned water into wine, that made 2 fishes and 7 loaves turn into multitudes from feed multitudes. It's the same God that was the burning bush for Noah. He was the same God that was that covered Daniel in the lion's den. He was the same God that was helping Nehemiah when he was building the wall and fighting off his enemies with the other sword. It's the same God as of yesterday, it is today. Let me tell you something. Your trials may be coming. You may be going through something. But God is on the throne. He is fighting the battles for you. That does not mean that you should not pray. That does not mean you should not fast. That means you should pray more and fast more. Because God is coming one day. And He wants us to understand that we love Him and we care for Him. But He wants us to seek for Him and His guidance. See, because you may be going through all these things, but the Bible also says that God is the wonderful counselor. So God, let Him be the wonderful counselor, Father. Father, teach me how to be the wonderful counselor. Father, help me and guide me to You and give me the grace I need to get through every day, is what you should be praying. God, lead my steps every day. Take me where You need me to go and what You need me to do. See, because the battle is not ours, but it is His, for He has already won the war. We may get wounded, we may get our armor knocked around, but one thing I can understand and I can guarantee you, the victory is in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the victory. When you think there's no hope, He's the victory. When you think there's no way out, He's the victory. When you think there's nothing you can do, He's the victory. He is hope. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Raka. He is the God that provideth. He is Jehovah Nisi, the God of peace. He is the God of all gods, the true one God. For He is the truth, the way, and the light. No one can come to the Father except through Him. For let me tell you something. God loved you so much, He gave His only begotten Son. So let me ask you, if He gave His only begotten Son, why would He let you be destroyed upon this earth? I just want to encourage somebody today to just press forward. Keep on fighting the battle. Keep on showing God that you love Him and you trust Him. Pray. Pray fast. Seek God. Ask for favor in your life of God. The ones that you see that say they have no troubles and no trials, I promise you, they got stuff they're going through. The ones that you see all the time that have trouble, they're going through stuff too. But the Bible says, no weapon shall prosper that's formed against them. The other thing I want to give you one more little verse, and I'm not purposely not giving the name of the verses, because I want you to go look them up. I want you to go search for where it says, any weapon formed against them shall not prosper. I want you to search for those things I say that are of the Bible. I want you to look for them and confirm God's word for me and for you. Because see, I want you to be active in searching His word. I know where to find them at, but I'm doing it on purpose this time. And the other thing I want to tell you is, if you are a chosen child of God, if you have gave your life to Jesus Christ and you believe He is your Savior, you must accept Him as your healer, your redeemer, your deliverer. And because of that, you put the whole armor of God on. And when you put the whole armor of God on, the Bible says they are fearfully and wonderfully made, and they are more than conquerors. So what does that mean? That means I'll win my battles, but I can overcome things I shouldn't be able to overcome because I'm more than a conqueror. I may be able to conquer this little feat in front of me, but I'm more than that. I have already won that battle as I start to do it. A lot of it is mindset, and that's a whole different message for a whole different day. But I want to tell you something. There's a few little things. No weapon shall form against you shall prosper in this season or any season. And the other thing I want to leave you with one more time is you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And the third and the last thing I want you to resonate in your mind, that you are more than a conqueror. That schoolwork is in front of you, you're more than a conqueror. That stuff that you're going through, you're more than a conqueror. And that things that you think that are going through, you're more than a conqueror. So just know that God loves you and He cares for you. And He'll be there sooner or later. Thank you. Have a blessed day.